President Bush is starting another campaign to build support for changing Social Security. The White House is hoping to persuade reluctant voters and eventually reluctant lawmakers to approve private accounts as part of a larger package of changes. To see what effect the White House is having so far, we caught a taxi to Capitol Hill here in Washington, and we sat around a coffee table talking with two U.S. senators. They both tend to be swing voters on major issues. One of them is Ben Nelson, a moderate Democrat. He represents Nebraska, which voted for President Bush. And Senator Nelson is being urged to break with his party and back Social Security changes. The other senator is Olympia Snow of Maine. She's a Republican, but says her constituents don't seem to be begging for change.
Just in the mail count collectively over the last months, particularly since the president proposed a personal savings account and the discussion that's ensued in the public domain, more than 4,500 letters and phone calls in opposition to the plan and only about 116 in favor. So I think that ultimately all of these issues would have to be clarified and worked through. And I think it's going to take a much longer process than anyone has envisioned.
When you say much longer, you mean maybe not this year?
Maybe not this year, yes. Frankly, I think that would be overly optimistic to consider that it could even be done this year. I've said from the outset we shouldn't rush.
Senator Nelson, what are you hearing from voters in Nebraska?
Voters in Nebraska are of two types, those who have a serious concern about what they're hearing. They want to be certain that at the end of the day, whether they're 55 or above or 55 or below, that they'll have the benefits that they've been promised. I can also tell you that there are some young people who traditionally have felt that they couldn't expect to have Social Security benefits at the time that they need them. In other words, anything that you do will be an improvement over where it's heading. So I'm hearing from people who are saying, do the right thing, be cautious, and at the end of the day, protect my benefits.
President Bush came to Nebraska, gave a speech talking about Social Security. You rode in the president's limousine during his visit there. What did he tell you?
Well, it's that new armor-plated limousine that will protect against armor-piercing missiles from the outside. No protection on the inside.
You'd rather not say any more about the discussion.
No, we had a nice visit, but we spent most of the time negotiating my nickname from Nelly to Benneter, and also talking about the College World Series and Nebraska football, and then we talked about Social Security.
The Los Angeles Times the other day reported an interesting quote from Grover Norquist, a conservative activist. You're nodding your head. You know this quote. He said, we're going to get this in the next 5 years, meaning Social Security changes that the president wants. Either we'll get it now or we'll knock out the two Nelsons and come back and say who wants to play again. The reference there to you, Senator Nelson, and the other Senator Nelson, a Democrat from Florida.
Well, I was a little surprised at Grover's comments. He lives two doors away from me here in Washington, D.C. Maybe I'll get up tomorrow and find he soaped my windows. I don't know. I think the people of this country deserve better than seeing their elected representatives threatened by any kind of special interest group. And I'm sorry that he's felt the need to express it that way. I'll do what's right, but it's not going to be because he has an opinion about what my future is.
Senator Snow, you're an influential member of your party, one of the best-known moderates. Have you felt particular pressure from the White House to sign on?
Not necessarily. I mean, I was part of a meeting with the president a few weeks ago, and I discussed with the president concerning my views on broader retirement security and my concerns about the personal savings account and the importance of a defined guaranteed benefit under the Social Security plan, which he agreed. I mean, he said that he thought the blend was important to have both a guaranteed benefit and hopefully to obviously have support for personal savings account.
Let me go to Senator Nelson here. Can Democrats just say no on Social Security at this time?
The answer is if it takes 60 votes, I assume if you make that kind of a count, that's possible. But I don't see anybody on my side saying that they just want to vote no. If the president has a plan, lays out a plan, and the numbers add up, and it does what we want it to do, and that is improve Social Security on a sound basis, I can't imagine people saying no.
And Senator Snow, from your perspective, if an agreement is not reached that's acceptable to you, acceptable to your constituents, would it be reasonable to wait a few years and see how things look then?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's too important. It's too critical. It's too crucial for the future of our country and to so many who depend on this program. It's not an immediate problem. It's not a crisis. And therefore, I think we should prepare ourselves, educate ourselves, build a consensus within and outside the Congress across the American landscape so that people are comfortable with the kinds of changes that might emerge from a consensus ultimately.
Olympia Snow of Maine, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska, thank you.
Thank you.